As our children are leaving this morning, think about the song we sung just a few moments ago. Holy Bible, Book Divine. There's literally millions and millions of people around the world that have never heard the name of Jesus. And there's billions of people in the world that do not have a copy of God's Word. This morning we're pleased to have someone from Gideon's International come and speak to us. We have John Poor. John grew up down in Williamston. After marrying, he moved to Belton. John's a member of the Shady Grove Baptist Church there in Belton, where this morning he went to the early service. Then he teaches Sunday school, so he taught before he came to speak with us this morning. He's been a Gideon for over 16 years. In 1993, he had the privilege of going to Bogota, Colombia, on an extension action program where he was with a few other Gideons there, working with the local Gideons, giving out Bibles, and he may speak on that some in a few minutes. But this morning, I want you to give your hearts and your minds to what John has to say to us. John's a good friend as he's coming up. He and I have been to New York together and served in the Gideons a lot. John, thank you.
Solos Gedeones. Solos Gedeones. Solos Gedeones. This was a cry that I heard in Bogota, Colombia, one night after we did a distribution there. The distribution we had been to in Bogota that night was not a very good distribution. We had ran up on a little trouble from a couple of teachers. But this lady, as we sat at the gate, ready to go out, she came running up to us and she said, "Son los Gedeones. Are you the Gideons? Are you the Gideons?" I looked at my interpreter, Roberto Martinez, and said, "What does she want? What have we done wrong? We've had an awful time here tonight with the distribution. What have we done wrong?" Roberto says, "She wants you to come to her school. She forgot to turn in her piece of paper saying how many testaments she needed to give out to her children. She's a principal at a small school on the south end of Bogota." That lady's name was Inez Rodriguez. She taught and was a principal at a school at Colombo Andino in South Bogota, Colombia. We arrived the next morning. We took about three cases of Bibles. It was approximately 300 Spanish testaments. Walked up to Inez and said, "We're here to do the distribution." We went to each classroom. We started with the 11th grade. Went in and we told the children there that we're with the Gideons International. We're here to give you a free gift. A gift from churches around the world that gave monies where you can have a copy of God's Word. If you'd like one, please come up and get one. So, after we got through with that classroom, we went out to the next classroom. We met Ms. Rodriguez, and she says, "What are you doing?" She says, "I want these children to know about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not just receive a copy of God's Word." Now that set me back a little bit for a principal of a school to come and tell me that. So we went into the next classroom and we told them basically the same thing. We're with Gideon's International. We come from many nations around the world here for a specific purpose, for you to receive a copy of God's Word. We're in 181 different countries and we're here to give you a free gift because churches around the world have given money for you to have a copy. But we also want you to know that God loves you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We want you to know that all are sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and God has a remedy for sin. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. And you can be saved now. For whosoever shall call upon His name of the Lord shall be saved. And you can have a decision to accept Christ as your personal Savior by confessing to God that you are a sinner. That distribution took probably about 3 hours in a very small school. We met with Ms. Rodriguez the next day just by happenstance. And she told us that over 100 students had accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior that day from that distribution. I'd like for each one of you to put your hand over your heart. It's not hard. It's right here. Okay. What do you feel? Heartbeat. Each time your heart beats, someone is receiving a copy of God's Word around the world. Now, it was for the love of a principle that those children received a copy of God's Word. Out of her love, out of her heartbeat, over 100 of them accepted Christ as their personal Savior. You might say, well, who are the Gideons? The Gideons are local businessmen, professional men, men who believe in the inerrant, infallible Word of God. Men who receive Christ as their personal Savior, who are born again Christians. We can be businessmen, doctors, physicians, dentists, school teachers, businessmen. But the main thing, we're born again Christians, recommended by their pastor, become part of the Gideons. What is our objective? Our objective is to win men, women, boys, and girls to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And how do we do that? We do that by personal witnessing. And we do that by the placement of scriptures through the various traffic lanes around the world. It was last August I met Robert doing a distribution at the Spring Water Festival in Williamston. So you're there distributing God's Word in Williamston. You're distributing God's Word in the schools in this area, in the nursing homes, and possibly even some of the jails that we have here. I know in Williamston we have distributed testaments to the inmates as they come in and be processed there. In Belton, we are distributing God's Word at Standpipe Festival, the Honey Sopping Festival. See, schools have gotten closed to us, and we're trying to reach children wherever we can to receive a copy of God's Word. A lady that works with me, she received a little blue auxiliary testament that our auxiliary ladies give out. She took it home with her, and she's got a grandson that's 7 years old. And he asked her, says, "Mama, can I have that Bible?" I said, "Yeah." That child takes that New Testament home each night, and with his mother, they read that Bible together. He follows along as her mother reads the Bible. Story doesn't end there. He takes that Bible to bed with him. Now, Jesus said, unless we come as little children to Him, that we will be received as little children. We've got this child that's received a copy of God's Word that has a heart of innocence that knows nothing but Jesus Christ. We also do distribution in hotels and motels. There was a young fella in New Orleans one night, laid his hand on a Bible, much like this one, placed by churches like you in hotels around the world. Carl, when he graduated high school, the only thing he wanted to do was go to New Orleans. He wanted to make his mark on the world. And I remember when I was about 18 years old, I thought I was, bulletproof, could do anything.
Only person I was scared of was my father, if he found out what I was doing. But Carl didn't have that. He hopped a ride down to New Orleans. After his money ran out, Carl went to the back of the DeSoto Hotel, knocked on the door, and said, "Sir, can I have something to eat?" The manager of the hotel said, "Son, you don't look like a bum. Would you like a job?" Carl said, "Yeah, I'd like a job." Carl started to work there in the DeSoto Hotel. Worked his way up to manager of certain areas in the hotel business there. Part of his salary was a room on the fourth floor of the DeSoto Hotel. But Carl felt lost. He said, "What is there to gain?" Says, "I've reached all my goals here when I came down to New Orleans. I have nothing else to reach." He walked over to a window and he said, "Wonder what it'd feel like just falling out on the pavement here." As he moved toward the table, his hand felt on a Bible there on the table that was placed by Gideon, given by churches like you. He'd never noticed it before. He picked it up and he started to read it. He started to read the Gospel of John, and he says the weight of sin was so heavy on his life, he felt like he was floating out of the bed. Next morning, Carl went to the telephone, picked up the telephone, called his mother, told his mother what had happened. She hung up the phone. He called her back. Says, "Why'd you hang up the phone?" Says, "We're speechless. We've been praying for you for years. We've been praying for you to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Don't you think it's time to come home, Carl?" Carl came home. Carl went to college. Carl went to seminary. Carl Bates became the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. In the late 60s, early 70s, Carl Bates was the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. How many lives have been touched by churches like you placing one Bible in a hotel room in New Orleans? You can't count the value of the placement of that one scripture. In Isaiah 55:11, we read, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall accomplish that which I please," which is very true. How can you help? Well, we can ask you to pray. We can ask you to pray for Gideons around the world who are in difficult situations passing out God's word. Gideon like Bernardo Prieto, who I had the pleasure of spending time with in Cali, Colombia, on distributions. Men that have taken their salary, their own time, for their own expenses, to be part of distributing God's word in their countries. Men like Javier Yepes in Bogota. Other men across the world that are giving out God's word. But not only pray for those men, pray for those who are receiving God's word on the streets and in the traffic lanes throughout the world. Pray that that Bible will be opened up. Al talked about us going to New York. I've gone from New York for a number of years, and it is truly an international community in New York City. New York City is the only distribution with the Gideons International that allows you to distribute more than one language, because it is a multinational city. I think at the last count we were distributing up to 24 different languages in New York during that week. This past year we distributed almost 400,000 New Testaments in those 24 languages. But I was on a street, Al, you might have been with me there, at the Fashion Institute of Technologies. We placed ourselves down in a close to the university. We found out we were on university property and we were asked to leave. So where do you go? You go all the way up to the end of the street. And we were doing the distribution, and this is an all-day long process of giving out God's Word. A man came by me. He kind of wrinkled his nose up at me. He says, "What you doing that for?" He says, "There's no hope in New York City." I said, "I'm here to give you a free copy of God's Word because, yes, there is hope within this little book." "Oh, there's no hope here." "Say, I'm a professor here. I don't believe in any of that." "Sir, how about do me one favor? Would you take this copy of God's Word and throw it in the drawer in your desk? I care less if you ever read it. Just take it. Take it. Throw it away. Get rid of me." Say, I did something to that man outside. I took one of his Bibles and it's laying there in his desk. All the time we're praying that God would use that Bible to open his eyes one day where he'd open that desk drawer. As we talked a little bit further, that man looked at me and he says, "Yeah, give me that." He says, "And I'm going to read it to you. Because today I feel like there is hope. There is a glimmer of hope in New York City." So pray for those who are receiving copies of God's Word. It shouldn't stop going from our hands to another individual's. But we should have prayer to join us together. Speaking about joining, you can join. We've got some Gideons here in the church today. If you're a businessman, a manager, a born-again Christian, a man that believes in the infallible inherent Word of God, you know, you qualify occupationally and spiritually. A man that your pastor would recommend you. You see, these testaments and Bibles are not mailed out. They're not mailed out to homes. They're not mailed out to the schools and the hospitals. They're taken by men and women individually and they're placed one hand at a time. And we need men and women for the placement of God's Scriptures. If you're a lady and would like to become part of us, all you got to do is talk that husband of yours and join him. We've got to have him first. But it is a joint effort between a man and his wife as far as the distribution of God's Word. You can give. We're going to take up an offering today, I think. Right, Robert? Each penny that you give goes for the purchase of Scriptures. Al and I, we paid our own way going to New York City. Al went to Korea a few years ago. He paid his own way going to Korea. We receive no compensation ourselves as Gideons. We're here to tell you that each penny that's taken up here today will go for the purchase of a Bible or a New Testament. You can give through the Memorial Bible Plan. I saw a couple of racks here in the church. We have an in memory card, an in recognition card, and thanking of you. I've been on the receiving end of these cards numerous times. I've been on the receiving end by sending these cards because it is a blessing to send a card to an individual saying you're thinking of them during a time of grief. Or I was just thinking about you today and I want to donate some Bibles in your honor just to let you know that I was thinking of you.
numerous times when I donate using these cards and the Memorial Bible Plan, the individual come up to me and they'll say, what a blessing it was to get that. That was just what I needed during this time. I've also been on the receiving end of the cards itself. A few years ago, my sister in Florida passed away. I went down there for the funeral, stayed a few days, and there were a lot of pretty flowers at her funeral. But when I get back home, I have a mailbox full of these cards that knew me, that knew Sylvia when she grew up in Williamston. Didn't know where to send any other things, so I decided they would donate Bibles in her memory. So, you can get a blessing both ways, by giving and receiving. There's a number of people in here. Mr. Cooper, he's known me since my conception, before my conception. A good friend of the family. And Phyllis, I've seen Phyllis, we grew up together in Williamston First Baptist Church, so it's always good to come across friends when you come and do one of these engagements and speaking. But I want to thank you for the time that you've given us today. I want to thank you on behalf of Gideon's International. For without you and without the church's cooperation, we would be unable to accomplish what is going on around the world. We cannot do it as individuals, but we do it cooperatively with the churches. I'm always kind of out of place when I stand behind the pulpit. A friend of mine, Warren Jolly, that I was on the trip with to Bogota, tells of his first time that he gave a report for the Gideons at a church in Australia. Warren stood up behind the pulpit and he noticed a beautiful stained glass windows, much like what you have. But one window had a little piece of cardboard in it where it had been punched out. Warren says, I feel humble like that piece of cardboard. I kind of feel out of place every time that I speak to a group. But I just want you to know I feel humble speaking towards you today. After the service, a little lady walked up to him as he was greeting the people there in attendance, and she says, son, don't ever compare yourself to a piece of cardboard again. She says, because you're a real pain. So I hope I haven't been a real pain to you this morning, and I know y'all caught my worst side and y'all caught my best side. Amen, brother. But we want to thank you on behalf of everybody for allowing us to be here today.